In the name of Jesus, we receive revelation knowledge that is found in the written word. Today, our eyes behold Jesus as He sees us in Himself. He is glorified alone, and we are edified. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, we're starting off on a topic that I was thinking we can stretch for another week. For looking at my schedule, this happens to be the last meeting we'll have on a Sunday for the year, that I will teach you on a Sunday. Hallelujah. Because next weekend, we're going for WCC. Not everybody here. Meeting will still hold. Hallelujah. Then after that, we'll have GPLR, our own WCC. Glory to God. So, this might be the last teaching meeting we'll have before believers, no, not before believers' convention. We'll still have third of January, before believers' conversion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Matthew 28. We're discussing on the topic I titled Psalms and Spiritual Songs. Psalms and Spiritual Songs. I was hoping we'll have this teaching next year, but we're having it now. Psalms and Spiritual Songs. Matthew 28 from verses 18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He said, go therefore, make disciples of every nation. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things that whatsoever have commanded. He said, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. So, Jesus tells his disciples to go make disciples. Wonderful, right? So when he uses the word make disciples, we know is the word martyr, to raise apprentice, to raise apprentice. So we're going to stretch our teaching today. We're going to have a bit more stretch today. So that means we spend longer time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At least let every vital thing that ought to be said be said. Glory to God. So, when he uses the word, go make disciples. You know, that word disciples is the word matites. Matites. Disciples, matites. A disciple is an apprentice. Listen, I want to take note of it. A disciple is an apprentice. One who is a learner. One who is a learner. And as a learner, it shows that knowledge is important, or is an important aspect of discipleship. Now, I wanted to see something. I need to get it right. The disciple is an apprentice, is a learner. How would you look at a learner? Let's say someone who is, I wanted to look at it. A learner or an apprentice. You know what an apprentice is? No, don't go too far. You know what an apprentice is? Eh? Apprentice really describes who a is. An apprentice is, I will take you back to my place. Igbo in Zion. Hallelujah. There's a place in Zion called Igbo. I love Hebrew, Igbo in Zion. Hallelujah. So, they give out their children to go and learn a tree. Most times it's spare parts. Sometimes it's drugs. But you know, if you are going to learn spare parts, you are going to learn spare parts. Have you? Eh? Please, permit my parable. Very good. You are going to learn spare parts. Now, how would you gauge an apprentice who is learning spare parts? And that's him, who is your guy? You know what I'm saying? I have plenty of gas. Can I call Zoga Mr. Oyibo, the man that says that this is Toyota part? Mr. S. Ongoina, that this is with water treatment. Mr. P. Savior, that deals with medicine. How would you see such an apprentice? is confused, right?
Hallelujah.
The same way, in discipleship, you only listen to one voice. Are you following me? In discipleship, you only listen to one voice. And that voice is the voice of your pastor. You don't have too many. See, I'm going to break it down for you. Who is our pastor? Who is your disciples? Then who is our master? Is it not Jesus? We are
in the same place. Just that the pastor that you shadow.
Jesus is our master.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But when he calls the word, when you use the word disciple, that is the word matitis. In every matitis, they are always the didaskalos. The didaskalos is the teacher. Are you following me? So when you have a disciple, he will tell you, this is my didaskalos. Paul will say he learned from the feet of who?
I don't want to pronounce, something dropped in my mouth.
Hallelujah. Gamaliel.
Did I pronounce it well? Yeah, I guess so.
Hallelujah. He said he learned at his feet. Are you following me? So you must have who you listen to.
I'm going somewhere.
Hallelujah. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul will say you should mark those who are over you in the Lord. So meaning in the Lord, in Christ, you are under somebody. Are you following me? So in discipleship, you must listen to that one. So that is why it's important in the local church, you know who your leaders are. Are you seeing where I'm going to? You know who your leaders are. Those are the ones you listen to. Are you following me? You see why I'm stressing it? You listen to your who? Your leaders. See, mark them who labor over you. So you know, who are those who labor over you? Those who are leadership in the local church. So those are the ones you listen to. You see, it is unwise for you to belong to a local church and you don't know who the leaders are. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Amen. So, very important. So you must know who the leaders are. Who is over you in the Lord. That person is your didaskalos. So you listen to him. So a learner, a disciple is one who is learning. And what he or she is learning is specific. So we said knowledge is important. It's an important aspect of Christianity, right?
Yes.
Of discipleship, that is Christianity. Hallelujah. So that means in salvation or in Christianity, we are all learners. Or in salvation, rather, we are all learners. Let me use that for now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why I told them, teaching them. Therefore, the teaching meeting, as we've always said, and we continue to say, it becomes the primary meeting of believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when believers come together, they come together primarily to do what? To learn. To learn. And what do they learn? They learn what is common amongst them. What is common amongst us. Which is what concerning the person of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I wrote something there. I said this teaching is flowing from Pneumatical Series 1B. So you just have to make sure you are around for that teaching. Because you flow. So I wrote something here. That's why it took me back to that. I said this implies that what we learn is what is common amongst us, which is concerning the person of God in Christ, who is the Savior, seen in how He has given us His Spirit, practiced in the gathering.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Is that not the subject of humanity? So we learn the person of Christ, of God in Christ. Hallelujah. And you must see Christ as the Soter, as the Savior. Hallelujah. And what did He give us in salvation? We received the Holy Ghost. taught in the local church and practiced in the gathering, right?
Okay. So, we said, part of what should be taught in the local church is concerning the things of the Spirit. Was that what we said? Say, teaching them, observe all what I've commanded you, say, and lo, I'm with you always. Right? So, how is he with us?
By his Spirit which he has given us. That's how John puts it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, what should be taught in the local church is what?
The things of the Spirit.
So, Kenneth Hagin, one of the first ministers I was exposed to outside Nigeria, first, if not the only one, okay, TTW Kenya, okay, but the very first, he says, if the things of the Spirit aren't taught
in this generation, they will be lost. If the things of the Spirit are not taught, it will become lost.
If the things of the Spirit are not properly taught, it will be adulterated. And its originality lost.
If the things of the Spirit are not properly taught, if the things of the Spirit are not properly taught, it will be adulterated and the originality lost.
Hallelujah. So, it's vital we teach. And we'll see that. Look at 2 Chronicles, quickly. If the things of the Spirit are not well taught, they'll be lost. Look at what happened. 2 Chronicles chapter 12. In chapter 12, away from verse 9. So, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. Took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took everything. Did you see? He also carried away the gold shields which Solomon had made. Carried away the gold shield which Solomon has made. Verse 10. Then the king Rehoboam made brass shield in their place and committed them to the hands of the captains of the guards who guarded the doorway of the king's house. And whenever the king entered the house of the Lord, the guards would go and bring them out. Then they would take them back into the guard room.
The king of Egypt raided Israel and took away all their gold. What did the king of Israel do? He went to make brass in place of gold that was taken. And make the brass look like gold. So when it's coming, they will come and station it as though it's gold. But it was not gold. Or it's not gold. It's brass. It's bronze. Are you following me?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The king had to substitute gold with bronze. Substituted it. This is what happens when the things of the Spirit are not properly taught. Men will substitute it for what is not.
When the things of the Spirit are not properly taught, men will substitute it for what is not. They are not properly taught.
It's just like clapping of hands. We were never instructed in scriptures to clap our hands to the Lord. There's no instruction in scripture to clap your hands to the Lord.
When you say, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands.
Woo!
Amen. Man of God. Man, he's on Mickey Mouse, it's fine, man. Glory to God. Glory to God. clap the hands that Jesus gave you. You were never instructed. Amen.
Somebody has told me before that when you are clapping your hands, he said, let me teach you the. Okay. He was a preacher. He said, let me teach you the spirituality in clapping. You know, some people, you know, they think being charismatic is insane nonsense. Let me teach you the spirituality in clapping. Oh yeah, do your hands like this. Oh yeah, hit it. You know, as you are hitting it, you are hitting the head of the devil. You will. Where is that taught in scriptures? So you are hitting. The Bible says he shall bruise his head. So you are bruising his head. That is, you have missed it. We're talking about the seed of the woman, and that is Christ in the resurrection. Lazarus is clapping, and you are used to bruise the head of Satan. Can you not see?
So some people don't be saying, I can.
No. Hallelujah.
If things are not well taught, they will be substituted. Hallelujah. All true scriptures. In Job 27:23,
it's used for mockery. Mockery, clapping is used for mockery.
Lamentation, even from the word. Lamentation 2:15 is used for mockery. Ezekiel 25:6, Nehemiah 3:9, clapping. Psalms 47:1-3. Mockery. Psalms 98:8-9. Isaiah 55, verse 12, rather. In the epistles, we have no such instructions.
Even dancing. But I don't want to bother some people about dancing in general. Amen. Even dancing, we have no such instructions.
Can we just dance in church? Just dance.
Woo!
Now maybe
dance in church. No,
we don't have such instructions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't stress anybody about that for now. But you know, we don't have any instructions to come and shake your leg in church or shake your ass in church. No, do that in the disco hall.
When you go for one bed, or you not go. Tune into African Magic or Band on Saturday, chance for one man.
He's not in charge. If you are looking for where to dance, just leave it for Saturday night and dance where? Glory to God.
I saw a woman in her house, not anywhere, wore heels, tie, everything. I was dancing, I'm like, hey, this is serious, it's a matter.
Glory to God. So because you did not go out for one bed, you must do it. It's not a ritual. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, we don't have such instruction.
So when you say you are jamming your hands, when you are hitting, clapping your hands, you are jamming the head of the devil. You know, we don't have such instructions, and it's so hilarious.
Hallelujah.
But sir, can't we clap our hands? Just to make reading and that it will sound nice. You know what? We don't have any structure more.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So let's not even go too far. We don't have any instruction like that. So don't jam your hands. Amen. Can we hit it to follow reading? Okay.
We don't have such instructions.
No permission. Let's continue. Amen. Okay. So we said, if the things of the spirit are not well thought, they'll be lost.
I've also heard. Okay, not heard now. I had to watch one Holy Ghost meeting online. They went into Holy Ghost meeting, and lo and behold, I needed to say online so that we don't confuse what I want to say. Hallelujah. Lo and behold, I now saw that what they were doing in Holy Ghost meeting
is anointing oil, and they are rubbing it on their face. Holy Ghost meeting.
After they were done, everyone now held hands. The pastor preached for a while. Everyone now held hands. I held hands all together around. I was trying to explain joy. When they held hands, this was how they were rejoicing. Held hands and we were going around with this. I like Holy Ghost meeting. Holy Ghost meeting. No. Hallelujah. Wait. And they were just jumping around, you know, hopping like frogs.
Holy Ghost meeting. And they were following the sound of the drum. Oh. Holy Ghost meeting that I know.
Hallelujah. If it is the original one. You know there is the original one. Hallelujah. That I know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're jumping around. That is a sign, or that is a show of the fact that they are not well thought about the things of the spirit. Not well thought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the things of the spirit are not taught well and practiced, we would have people with incomplete knowledge. Are you hearing me? We have people with incomplete knowledge. And this is worse. Half-baked truth is worse than a lie. Half-baked truth, incomplete truth is worse than a lie. It's better you don't even know it. Let's know you are ignoramus there than to know it halfway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the church is where we are grounded in the teaching of the scriptures. We are grounded. No, it's a teaching. The church is where we are taught the word. Hallelujah. Primarily. So we are grounded. That's where we are grounded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I almost said something, but I heard myself.
Okay, like what you just heard. You know when we were taught. You know we had. General.
Meeting. If you are not well thought,
You think there's a fire killing somebody. That the Holy Ghost fire is for you. Like you are praying Holy Ghost fire for somebody and then the person is born and they come to the Holy Ghost. It's not the person on your street preaching the gospel. I thought you would die. No! You just prayed Holy Ghost fire for the person. What is the fire of the Spirit for?
Hallelujah. So that's why you need to be taught. So what is looking at me? First part of the Holy Ghost fire is not for killing.
The Holy Ghost fire is to make you vibrantly walk of ministry. Hallelujah. So you should pray for yourself. Now you drive the Holy Ghost fire consume you. You better consume me.
Yes now. He said, and God is a consuming fire. Let brother-in-law.
So what is the fire of the Holy Ghost? It consumes me to walk in the spirit. So when you are not walking in the spirit, pray Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire consume. Amen.
You don't need to God. You're well taught. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you can only serve God with the fire of the Holy Ghost. So if the fire of the Holy Ghost has not consumed you,
you're not serving him effectively. Amen.
Can you see? You pray to him. Maybe tonight you just have to pray Holy Ghost fire for yourself. Glory to God. Did I get here?
If the things of the spirit are not taught, they'll be lost. The church is where we are taught and grounded. Right?
Okay. So, we said the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. Right? Right? In John 14, verse 20, verse 16 to 18, into 20. Let's look at that. 18 to from verse 16. Say, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because neither sees him nor know him. He said, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. 20. In that day you will know I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. So, quickly, we saw this during pneumaticals. We said that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. He is Christ in the resurrection, right? Yes, right? Yes, you know, in that day, you know, I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. The Holy Ghost is the union of the Father in the believer. Is the union of the Father in the believer. I mean, the Father and the Son in the believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was verses 23. He says, if anyone love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home with him. So, that's it. We said that the Spirit can only be explained in Christ. The Spirit can only be explained in Christ, and as what we have received in the new birth. To explain the Holy Ghost, listen, outside Christ and outside the and outside what we receive in the new birth, is to explain the Holy Ghost wrongly. You cannot explain the Spirit of God outside Christ. Are you following me? And I said, your pneumatology must be Christology. Do you understand me? Must be explained in Christ. Are you following me? Hallelujah. And practice in the ecclesia. Do you understand? So you cannot explain the Holy Ghost outside Christ. You cannot explain him outside what we have received in the new world. Are you following me? So when you begin to sing Holy Ghost come, come oh come, you know that song? Holy Ghost come, come oh come, come come. If you don't know this song, you were born in 98. I know your age. You were born in 98 upward. Hallelujah. If you don't know the song, you were born in 1998. I beat 1998 to now. I can beat my chest. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't explain the Holy Ghost like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or let's begin to invite the Holy Ghost into our midst. As I don't get, no, we are gathered. We need to invite. How did they open that door? Yes. Thank you. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit into our gathering. This afternoon. Did you see that? It's abstract. The Holy Ghost cannot be taught or explained as being abstract. The Holy Ghost can only be explained in Christ and what we have received. So if we have received the Holy Ghost, you cannot say, let's begin to do it again. Let's begin to welcome him into our midst. He's coming now to our midst. He's coming now to our midst. Hallelujah. Because you know he lives in you. Hallelujah. Or you have to say, oh, now let's go into the presence of the Lord. You hear a preacher of the gospel. A preacher of the gospel says, you tell a music minister,
I want you to sing for us. Take us into His presence. Leave us in His presence. And people will be happy. Oh, today I'm going to the presence of the Lord. I'm going to the presence of the Spirit. No. You cannot explain God. You see, that was why we said that during pneumatology. Get that message. It will be out by tomorrow morning. Now, get that message. Pneumaticus series 1b. We said, you cannot explain God outside Christ. Are you hearing me?
You cannot explain God outside Christ. God is only known in Christ. To know God outside Christ is to know nothing. Are you following me? So your theology is found in Christology explained. So God is known in Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father, He has what? Declared Him, exegetumai. He has explained Him. So Christ is the revelation of God. Are you hearing me? God is revealed, exposed in Christ. Are you hearing me? Are you following that? So if that is my definition of God and the definition of the Spirit, then to explain God outside Christ is idolatry. To explain the Spirit outside Christ is idolatry. Are you following me? It's idol worship. Because it can only be known in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're getting closer. So the Spirit can only be known in Christ, right? The things of the Spirit is practiced primarily in the gathering, ecclesia. Primarily in the gathering. And why is it practiced in the gathering? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. I see that's 17, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for the profit of all.
Do you understand this? So the practice of the things of the Spirit is for the benefit of everyone in the ecclesia. The ecclesia means in our gathering, where we are gathered together like this.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also said in Luke verse 3. We said the Spirit's work will glorify the Lordship of Jesus. Right?
Right? The Spirit's work will glorify the Lordship of Jesus. It will not speak of Christ in any way demeaning. In any way demeaning. That's why I said no one by the Holy Ghost calls Jesus accursed. No one can say He's Lord except by the Holy Ghost.
Right? Right? Okay. That said, can we journey a bit to Ephesians? Since we think these are what we said the last time, which is during pneumaticals concerning this. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. Look at what Paul now says in verses 18. We are getting closer. Verses 19. How am I doing that? Sorry, Ephesians 5, 18. He says, and do not be drunk with wine, wherein it is excess. He says, but be filled with the Spirit. Right? Don't be drunk with wine. When it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Right? Take note of that word, be filled with the Spirit. We've explained that. That word, be filled with the Spirit, is what? Is what? Be filled with the Spirit is what? It's my effort, right? Right?
Yes,
right? Yes, okay, what will happen? It says, speaking to one another. So, be filled with the Spirit will have to do with what? Speaking, right? You say, in Psalms and hymns, utterance, right? I mean, when he says speaking, it's utterance. Verse 9 says, in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, says singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
They tell me John 21 when he says, "For be ye filled with your spirit." He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, a spiritual song. He says, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord.
But isn't the word psalms and hymns? That word psalms is the word psalmos and hymns, eunos. When he says psalms and hymns
and spiritual songs,
isn't referring to three things? Not saying you do psalms. You know what I mean? When
they hear psalms, their mind goes to Psalm
23, Psalms 119, Psalms 105. God used to fight battle. Put it on the top of your bed. Now they think it's psalms.
When they hear him, the first thing that comes to their mind is ancient and modern. SS and S. On the bright and lovely morning when the day is bright, rise morning, Vincent and the bright and fair. They're going to think, when they hear him, that's what they think.
You know, somebody else once said, you know, the Bible recommends him for us. And that is why we need to buy this book. Hymn book. What is it, the hymn book?
Hymn book. So we tell them, what is he?
Say, him has slow songs that tell you about God. It feels like, you know, just the singing. Even the ones that they can't even explain.
To God be the glory, great things he has done.
The Lord is the one and he gave us his son.
Do not shock them.
Is when you now tell them those things that they are singing, they are reading years and hundreds of years after the book of Ephesians was written. Do not be told. Then what was not the hymn they had there? Have you? Then you are missing it. When he says psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, he's not talking about three different things. It's just an explanation. How do that? When he says psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, he's telling you that when he talks about psalms and hymns, he's referring to spiritual songs. The psalms and the hymns are still. So if that is the word car, psalms, that is hymn, that is spiritual songs.
Do you understand me?
Hallelujah. Spiritual songs.
Hallelujah.
So it's not three different things, but he's talking about spiritual songs. When he says spiritual songs, that word pneumaticus oide. Pneumaticus oide. That word pneumaticus. Right. Read it again. Pneumaticus is the word that implies in the spirit, by the spirit. So when you now have spiritual songs, so we're looking at songs by the Spirit. Spiritual songs. So when we say pneumaticus, like I've taught you, let's see what he taught about the Spirit in the book of what? Ephesians, right? Yeah. That will give us a headwind, because we say when that word pneumaticus is used, you have to look first of all what was said concerning what? The pneuma, the Spirit, right? What is the writer right talking about what is he talking about concerning the Spirit? So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, look at what he says. He says, in him you have trusted after you've heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom having believed you were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Did you see that? You were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Verses 14, it says, who is the guarantee of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. So he calls the Holy Ghost, what you have received, as a surety for the redemption of the what he calls purchased possession. Hallelujah. For the redemption, he's talking about the redemption of our bodies. The redemption of our bodies, our bodies will be redeemed. Now this, the same thing that has happened to our spirit will happen to our bodies. Are you following me?
Are you following me?
Yeah.
The same that happened to our spirit will happen to our body. So he said the Holy Ghost is given. We'll receive the Holy Ghost as a surety to show us that it will happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In verse 17, he says that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Now he uses the word pneuma for what? Wisdom of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wisdom of the Spirit. And he calls it what? The revelation of the knowledge of God. Is that the gospel?
The gospel.
Hallelujah. Are you following that? The wisdom of the Spirit. That would be similar to what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verses 4. Are you following me? Right? And he calls it the wisdom that those in the world did not know, that the princes of this world did not know. Say, if they had known, they would not have been crucified in the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. In chapter 2, verse 18, it says, we have received access by one Spirit to the Father. So we have access to the Father by the Holy Ghost we receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In chapter 3, verse 5, it says, in other age was not known to the sons of men, as now being revealed by the Spirit of the Holy Apostles, to his holy apostles who are prophets. He used for the explanation, revelation of the scriptures given to the apostles. Hallelujah. Given to the apostles. So when he uses the word pneumaticos, I want you to follow this now. When he now says things of the Spirit, or things in the Spirit, things by the Spirit, we'll see but a few how he has mentioned the Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So when that says pneumaticos, if you go to chapter 1, verses 3, it says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus. Say, who has blessed us? Am I there? Yeah. Say, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And using the word, blessed be God, who is the Father. Now remember when we were discussing, when we were looking at how we use the word Spirit, he used it in chapter 2 verse 18, that we have one access to the Father by the Spirit. Right? Did you see that? That we've received the Spirit in chapter 1, verse what? 13. Are you following me? Now he says, blessed be God and Father. Who is the Father of our Lord Jesus? Right? He says, he has blessed us. Who has blessed us? Now that word bless is a verb. It's the word elogio. Elogio. E-U-L-O-G-O-O. Now, that verb means to speak well. The act of speaking well. Now, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings? Now, you know, this is another word, spiritual blessing. Pneumaticos elogia. Now, when you use the word elogia, that is the noun. That is. This is what he has blessed us with. I follow it. Elogia. This is what he has blessed us with. Now he calls it pneumaticos elogia. Now, he has mentioned the Father and he said he has blessed us. Now, the question is, how did the Father speak well of us in Christ Jesus? Are you following me? So my heart will go down to what he has done, or what Paul said concerning the Spirit in where
And the Father, you read chapter 2, verse 18, who have access by one Spirit. So, what God has, how has God spoken well of us in Christ Jesus? That He has given us His Spirit. Are you following me? So, the spiritual blessings will be what He has done in Christ Jesus. Are you following me? And which is what He has given us the Spirit.
In fact, what Paul now did is that from verse 4, he now begins to list it. I said, just as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to the adoption of Son by Jesus, who Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of His glory, to the praise of His glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the beloved. This is what He has done. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Are you following this? This is what He has done in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then when He gets to verse 13, I say all these things is the Spirit which He has given us as a surety. So meaning the forgiveness of sins will be found where? Glory to God.
In fact, put it like this, the forgiveness of sins is the Spirit. Are you following me? Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. So, He uses the word pneumaticus here.
Somewhere I didn't want us to go through, or I didn't show us when He spoke about the Spirit, will be chapter 2, verse 3. He talks about the Spirit in the heart of those who are disobedient.
I don't know why I have to put it, but
I looked at it and I said, this is not part of my teaching. Hallelujah. But I just want to make sure you don't have a gray area. Hallelujah. So use this Spirit again for what? The unbelieving. Now, not the Holy Ghost, right? But it's the same word, pneuma. Are you following me? He said, he that walk in who?
The sons of disobedience, chapter 2, verses 1 into 3.
Then you will now find him use that word pneumaticus for spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. So when there is the word spiritual wickedness, you now have to go back to what he has said.
You know, you can't have spiritual, you can't have Holy Ghost wickedness, right?
So you now have to look at what he has said concerning the Spirit, right? In chapter 2, verse 3. So that will be the spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Amen. Are you following me? Glory to God.
So the third time you will find him use the word pneumaticus again in the book of Ephesians. So the chapter 5. When he mentions the word pneumaticus oide, which is what?
Spiritual songs.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you following me? Okay. So when he said spiritual songs, it then means,
before we get there, in chapter 1 verse 3, he uses spiritual for what? The work of Christ, right? Right? I don't want us to miss that. So
when he says spiritual songs, when he uses the word songs, it means it involves an activity. Are you following me? Involves an activity. And so that word songs makes you know it's an activity. So when he says spiritual songs, it means that activity will be available in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. So the activity will be in the Spirit. By the Spirit.
So when it says spiritual song, it means that this is an activity available for the believer, sung by the Spirit.
So before we go into this,
just a few things, like as I said, is a teaching I will still have to do this next year, because that is the original time I will also have to go through it again. Now, things you have to see that you think that it's important that you know as we got songs for the believers. As we got songs for the believers. As a believer, we don't sing songs from how we feel or from our desires. We don't sing songs from how we feel. If not, if we sing songs from how we feel, some people would have turned to a daily for Christ. Hallelujah. If we don't sing songs, songs don't come from how we feel. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. In fact, the first time we have the word song or sing in scripture will be Exodus 15. Let's quickly rush to Exodus 15. Exodus 15. That's where Moses led them to sing a song. Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, amongst the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praise. Doing wonders, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Moses led them to sing. Now look at chapter 15, verse 1. And Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord. Did you see that? Sang the song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I'll sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed graciously. Now, when they sang this song, they just came out. In fact, they just came out from Egypt. They just passed the Red Sea in chapter 14. Are you following me? They just passed the Red Sea in chapter 14. They saw miracles, signs, and wonders, how God took them out of the land of Egypt by miracles. Hallelujah. The miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know that Egypt, their living Egypt, was a type and shadow of what has happened to us in Christ. Are you following me? Bible says in Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. Are you following me? So, to the believer, Egypt will now refer to the world. Are you following me? Egypt will refer to the world. Amen. Now, when he has brought us out of the kingdom of darkness, what comes to mind? The Exodus. How they left Egypt. How he delivered them. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it's a type and shadow of what has happened to us in Christ. So they sang, what they sang, if you read from verses 1 down to verses 18, what they sang was what they saw, how God delivered them. So if verse 11, they then sang, as they were singing, they then added, who is like unto thee? You know, when they sang and sang of all the miracles, all the miracles, there's a who is like unto thee. He said, when they now say, amongst the gods, who are the gods he's referring to? The gods in the amongst all of them, who is like you? Meaning there is none to be compared to you. Hallelujah. He said, you are glorious in holiness. Fearful in praise. He said, doing wonders. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what they sang was based on what God has accomplished in them. What God has done for them was what they sang. Are you following me? Are you following me? They were not singing, you know, if they were to sing how they feel, what they were singing is, give me the gold, give me the necklace, because that was what they left behind. Hallelujah. Give me the gold.
Yeah.
Give me the necklace and the meat and the fish. You know, that is what they will be singing. That will be singing what they want.
Are you hearing me?
How they feel? Moses, give us manna. Oh no, give us bread. God gave them bread. Say, manna, what is this? Hallelujah. So, give me the bread.
And the manna. The chains, the straw,
we need them. You know, then we're not throwing it out.
The Lord will make us to excel.
We are born champions. Woo! Because that was how they feel. You know, you never see us.
We are the king's king. That is how they feel. Glory to God. That is their feelings.
We are. They saw how God delivered them. We are the king's king.
You want to try yours?
Oh, that is fair.
But they will not sing their feelings. What would they sing? What God has done.
That was what they sang about. Magnifying his name in all the earth.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So as believers, we don't sing anything anyhow. Hallelujah. You know, somebody say, I'm feeling dope now. I want to sing dope, man.
Take your dopey things and get out, John. You know, I'm feeling dope. I want to sing dope. Like rope.
No. Glory to God. I'm trying now.
I'm feeling dope like rope in me.
Just to have hope. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's come back. So we don't sing anything. We don't sing anyhow. Hallelujah. We don't sing how we feel,
or we don't sing what we feel. We sing what has happened
to us in Christ. Our song is full of the fact of the gospel.
We'll get to see this shortly. Hallelujah. We sing of what Christ has done, Christ's accomplishments in us. And in the world. Hallelujah. That's what we sing about. We sing of what God is doing in the earth in Christ. That's what we sing about. Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this means that our song itself is a doctrine.
This means that our song itself is a doctrine.
Because it carries the fact of the gospel. It means that our songs should and can be taught all through scriptures. I should be able to pick my song and teach it all through scriptures. Because what I'm singing is Christ's word, his death, burial, and resurrection. We sing our reality.
And that is what we sing. We sing our reality.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Colossians 3:16. Colossians 3:16. Are you following me? Look at what he says. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ. Look at what he says. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He says, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.
The same, right? Yes. Hallelujah.
So, this, what this shows, is that let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. This means in my song will be saying my doctrine.
I'm going to pause it. He said, let the word of Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, that you give it, so that you sing, right? Now look at it this way. Can you see again that Christianity is knowledge based? Even to what you sing. First of all, we saw even to how you show love. You cannot show love beyond the knowledge of Christ. That's why Philemon, Paul will pray for Philemon, for Philemon. Pray that the communication of the love of your faith will be what? The faith of the conduct of everything which is in Christ Jesus. If that means your believer's work is the degree of your faith, I mean of your knowledge of Christ. The same thing to your song will also reflect your knowledge, yes, or your Christian persuasion. Hallelujah. So, Lord lift me high and let me stand by faith on heaven, stable ground, a higher place where I am found. Not plant my feet on higher ground. Just tells you that person's knowledge about Christ. Are you following me? Glory to God. For you know you don't sing that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, when he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, it implies that the song carries the weight. Okay. It implies that the song itself carries the weight of teaching in the service. Carries that same weight. Because it says, let the word of God dwell in you. He said, in richly. He said, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. Meaning, listen, our songs carries in the weight of a teaching in the service. I mean, in this sense, and can be taught all through scripture. Meaning, what I sing, what is being sung, it can be taught all through scriptures. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Meaning, your song, I should take it and teach it. I should be able to teach it all through scriptures. Can you understand? We don't just sing anyhow. At all. Hallelujah. So, quickly, just like when we come together and then we have to have prayer meetings or when we come together like in a session or in a service, I will have somebody lead prayer, somebody lead teaching, right? The same way too. We can also, or we should also have somebody to lead the children of God to in what? In songs. It's as important to us that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we'll get to see that shortly. It's important. It's as important as that. Because if it carries the weight of doctrine, a novice should not sing. Should not lead in songs. The same way a novice should not lead in prayer. Or a novice should not lead. Or should not teach. Do you understand? A novice should not teach. The same way too. A novice should not sing. Anybody should not just mount and carry mic. I want to sing a new song. I want to sing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't do that. Hallelujah. Because if it has to do with the word dwelling in you richly, it means that person that is leading his songs is a teacher of the gospel. That person should and can be able to teach all true scriptures. So we don't commit it to the hands of anybody. At all. So that is why you will never see anything like praise night again. You will never. He's not coming anytime soon. If he happens anytime soon, maybe you come and lead and something. Say, man of God, receive it. Receive it.
Why? Because anybody cannot just come and sing. Are you carrying me the gold? Carrying me the gold. Go to here! I don't know you the gold. And everybody is doing. Go in the way!
Oh, come back here, sit down. Let the word. Hallelujah.
Come here. Amen.
Do this one now.
As you begin, I was going somewhere. Where was that? Now this somebody say something. When I heard it, I laughed. I said, "Hey, this is nice." I will never do this. Sometimes I will look at them and say, ah! Some people that I saw. I say, okay. The girl of reckoning is coming.
Why are people saying, no, I know the word. I say, bro, calm down.
But who is this? Hallelujah. 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 When you were singing palala palala, you were singing palala palala. What is that? So let me be warning all of you. I have your video. Delete it. I still saw it some days and I laughed and said,
"This thing, you are going home here. We are here together."
So you know the knowledge you are gathering. Let me hear you use it to help anybody. I will call you and say, "Come." Who is dancing? Pan la 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 la. You hear? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
See? Everybody look see. Some people will never see nothing. The only thing that they want look at. Ask the person, what should they be looking at? Just be looking at the church.
Look at the cross.
Oh God, how is that sometimes I look at those things used to humble me sometimes as a child? Oh God.
Oh God.
So that's why I cannot throw some people sometimes. But when I remember those days, I'm like, oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So, bro, palala, I catch you. So some people now may tell you, thank God I was not in Lagos.
Amen. Glory to God.
Let's look at something. So we say we don't give it over to anybody, right? We don't give it to anybody in the congregation to just lead us. No. No, we don't. Don't.
We give it to men who are grounded in the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If not, you come one day and somebody will be singing, "Oh Lord, John, you don't go and hear speaker."
Baba, what is okay?
And people will be crying. You're crying. Is as a result of your knowledge.
You say, and the spirit was moving. People were just crying. I feel blessed. It just showed that
let me not. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus.
I won't say anything again. It just shows that you and the person are on the same. You know? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, when it says the word, let the word of God dwell in you richly.
It then implies that in the congregation,
Anyone cannot just be called to lead. Anyone can just stand up and lead. Because the songs we sing must come from our knowledge of Christ.
And it also has to do with us individually too. The songs we sing, we don't just sing out of the things that are happening around us. No, we're seeing the reality, our reality in Christ. That's what we sing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So therefore, as believers, we sing the word. I like that. We sing the word. We sing Christ's accomplishments. Irrespective of our circumstances, our social situation, our pocket situation, we sing the word. Hallelujah. Our songs must carry the message of Christ. Our songs must carry the message. The message of Christ. Are you following me? Are you following me? So, when you now say spiritual songs in Ephesians 5 or Colossians 3, this implies the songs is by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It's by the Spirit of God. It's by the Spirit of God. Number one, remember we said we do not sing our feelings. And we said that the Spirit of God will glorify Christ. Right? Right? Okay. So, very important. So this implies the song is by the Spirit of God. So even if it's by the Spirit of God, it then means we can receive songs. Listen to me. It means we can receive songs from the Spirit. We can receive songs from the Spirit that speaks of Christ's work. Or speaks of God's work in Christ. Are you following me? We can receive. Not the same way we receive tongues and interpretation. We can receive songs from the Spirit that speaks of Christ's work. Take note of that word that speaks of Christ's work.
I sing the song from the Spirit. The song I'm hearing, Nigeria go better, the government will go better. He says on the street, I sound the No. Song by the Spirit. And why I put that is for clarity, because the Spirit will glorify Christ, so it will be concerning Christ's work. And you may go better, ABC go forward, BDP go enter, UT go be done, or something like that.
I'm not in any way clamoring for anybody. Amen. They say, my pastor is being political. No, I'm not. Glory to God. Okay. So, we can receive songs. We can receive. So that songs is psalms, right? We can receive psalms. Can we say that? Because the psalms is spiritual songs, right? We can receive psalms by the Holy Ghost, or from the Spirit that speaks of Christ's work, and we can sing them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Just like David will receive a psalm and God will give it to his chief musician to sing. Hallelujah. So we can actually have songs. Receive songs from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Why? Because. Okay. Let me not say that again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It might not be, it should not be for today. Amen. Amen. So we don't sing from any other inspiration outside the Spirit of God.
And we don't sing from any other inspiration outside the Spirit of God.
So let's see how Paul would teach that in 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14. Corey, hey, before we go there, let me quickly check something. Quickly rush to first question something. I want to check something for us. Okay, quickly, before we look at that, or before we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, let me quickly show you something in Zephaniah chapter 3. Put the hands in 1 Corinthians 4. Zephaniah chapter 3. Let me show you something about the Spirit of God. You know, some people, if you tell them, I want you to sing, you have the song for us, I want you to sing for us, yeah, I can give you my gift. I don't know how people say that. I don't have singing talents. I cannot sing. I don't know anything I cannot sing. I'm not saying your voice moves. Amen. We have some people like that. Hallelujah.
And their voice notes is nowhere to write about, nothing to write home about. Because they didn't sing their voice, not because it's not a gift. Should I even say gift? Why is that even saying that? It's God didn't change their voice. It's not a gift. It's just something you develop talents for. Abi, hallelujah. Should I say develop talents for? Yeah, develop talents. They not change their voice. See now, my voice is getting better, and it's getting better, right? I left some people on the way. Glory to God. I left them, and they know themselves. Glory to God.
Father Dixon, say hi to the Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Kobe is just a fizzy. We used to catch him several days. I was just laughing. He's using a fizzy. Come back to key. Verse 17. Yeah. Glory to God. Verse 17. For Pastor Wizard, I don't know where to place him. It's good, but sometimes, sir, they happen. Chapter 3, verse 17. He said, the Lord your God in your midst. Look at this. He said, the Lord your God where? In your midst. In your midst, living in you. Living in you.
Okay.
He said, the Lord your God in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with what?
Singing. He's telling you the character of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He will save. He rejoices. That is where the Greek would not translate the word agalio for. He rejoices. Hallelujah. Over you with gladness. Sorry, that word, he rejoices over you. That word gladness, don't have the word agalio form in the Greek. That word is exuberant joy. That word gladness, exuberant joy. He now says, he will rejoice over you with singing. God will rejoice over you with singing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when Paul now wants to write, I want to say something. Now you've seen this, right? Paul now writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. He now says in verse 2, he said, he who speaks in an unknown tongue, your Bible, he says, speak not unto men, but unto God. Say, no one understandeth him. He said, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He said, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Look at what he says. He said, prophecy speaks to men. He who speaks in tongues to himself. Right? Yeah. Right? I've corrected, it's not unknown tongues. Neither is it, in another tongue. It's not another tongue, it's not unknown tongues. Amen. So, hallelujah. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Say, he who speaks in tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies the church. So what is the difference?
One is to himself, the other is
to the church.
Now, what has he pointed to you in chapter 12, verse 7? The prophet of all, right? So, Paul is now saying, when I speak in tongues, I speak to myself and to God. When I prophesy, I speak to the church, meaning I have a wider reach, right? I have moved past myself. I am now doing 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, prophet of all. Are you following me? Are you following that? I've moved past myself. I'm no longer about me. I'm now what? Edifying the church, right? Chapter 5, verses 5.
He says, I wish you all speak in tongues, but even more that you prophesy.
Meaning, I want you to speak in tongues, but you know, you can do better. That's what even more means, you can go further. That's what to go further. Are you hearing me? To go further. Now, I want you to prophesy, to go further. Now, that should be the word malon. I didn't actually check that out again. Hallelujah. He said, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues. Now, he's not telling you this one is bigger than this. He has already put something in front of him in some other verses before now, which he says, he who speaks in tongues, right, does what? To himself, he who prophesies, the church. Now he now says, tongues and, he now says, prophecy is what? Greater. When he says greater, he's talking about has more reach. Do you understand me? More reach. He who speaks in tongues, who is he reaching? Himself. He who prophesies, who is he reaching? The church. Are you following me? Did you see the numbers? Yeah? He said, I wish that you all speak with tongues, but even more you prophesy. Are you seeing that? For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks in tongues. Unless he... That means the interpretation of the tongues. I'm going somewhere, I need to follow me. That means that... I remember we're coming from Zephaniah. Right? That means the interpretation of the tongues is so that my what I'm doing and what is originally or what is prophecy will be on the same parade, will be on the same scale. But once I prophesy, once I speak in tongues and give the interpretation, who is blessed? The church is blessed. When a man prophesies, who is blessed? The church. Can you not see? So when he says this is greater than, I know some of people are saying we don't speak in tongues in our church, we only prophesy, because when you speak in tongues, you are lesser. But the greater is included, the lesser is included in the greater, so we prophesy. It doesn't even has gone on rampage. An engine, a car without an engine. You don't know what you're saying. Because Paul is not differentiating the two. Paul is only saying four. He has already given you an headway in chapter 12. That's why you must read everything. In chapter 10, he has told you the things of the Spirit is practiced in the church and it's for the edification of all. Are you following me? Are you following that? Remember, he had told them in chapter 1, verse 7, that they came behind the no gift. So that means they had it, or they had the expression of the gift in their meetings, right? Personally, but they don't know how to use it to edify themselves. So that is why he comes again to tell them concerning spiritual. You know, I don't want you to be ignorant about this. Because why? It's for the profit of all. Are you following me? That is when we come. Are you following that? So he now places tongues and interpretation and calls it what? Prophecy. Because why? It's the same reach. Right? Right? So what is Paul's definition of prophecy? Tongues and interpretation. Right? Right?
Will that be the definition in scriptures? Yes, we get to see that.
Not today, not in this teaching. But that is what Paul says. Now he now gets to verse 13.
I want to look at verse 13. He now says, therefore, let him who speaks in tongues pray that he may interpret.
He didn't say she started doing intercessory prayer. Oh Lord, give me interpretation. Oh Lord, no.
That word praise is the word desire.
Are you following me? So let him that speaks in tongues desire that he should what? Interpret. When I can have that desire to go further. I can go further. So meaning, as I've spoken in tongues, I can go further to interpret. Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Let's read that again. Therefore, pray that he may interpret. Right? For if I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding is all.
Are you saying that if I pray in tongues, my spirit prays and my understanding is just fruitful? Where is it coming from? Let him that speaks in tongues, right, interpret. So he now says in verse 15, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit. So he's not defining how what it means to speak in tongues and interpret. He now says it means what? I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray in the understanding also. There's something I didn't say during pneumaticus 1 and 1, both A and B. I want to see here. He didn't say I will write in the Spirit. Or I will write in tongues. Some people, I see some people who's comment on social media, labuzu go to bo, mama ba 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 ba. Didn't tell you write in tongues. Did you write in tongues in scripture? Did they to write in tongues?
Speak.
Says anyone is not a evil. Yeah? I'm talking to an awesome man. Hallelujah.
Says anyone is not.
I promise somebody that I will speak to you about from next year. We're getting there. Amen.
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 So he said, I will pray in tongues and I will pray in my understanding also. So he's defining to speak with tongues. He said, speaking in tongues is what? I will pray in tongues and I will pray in my understanding also. That is what I will do there. Right? I will pray in tongues and I will pray in my understanding. Would that be prophecy? Would that be prophecy?
Yes, sir.
Would that be prophecy?
Yes, sir.
Follow me now. Would that be prophecy in verse 5?
Yes, sir.
Now he now says, I will sing with tongues. Okay. Let's see tongues. I'll pray with the Spirit, that is to speak in tongues, right? And I'll pray with my understanding also, right?
Yes.
Say, I will sing with the Spirit, and I'll sing with the understanding also. First of all, settle it in your heart. For what we've seen in Zephaniah, and what you have seen here, what does it show you? It shows you that, number one, the Spirit of the believer, or the Spirit of God in the believer, any way you want to put it, the Spirit in the believer is a singing spirit. Are you following me? It's a singing spirit. Settle it in the singing spirit. Hallelujah. It sings.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that Pastor Peter, I can remember, we'll take and say, you know, you just need to flow with it. Just say, you know, sometimes start with a hum. They begin to come. It begins to come. Amen. Glory to God. For the singing spirit. Hallelujah. So that's what we're like. So he now says, I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with my understanding also. Look at something here quickly. So the same way I can pray in tongues and pray out the interpretation for the mind to understand, right? In the same way I can sing in tongues and also sing out the interpretation. Hallelujah. I will sing in tongues and I will sing out the interpretation also. That's what the mind will understand and do what? Glorify God. Hallelujah. Remember, it will glorify God, right? And we will be what? Edified, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, this implies that Paul weighs in singing in tongues and interpretation too as prophecy.
He carries the same weight as prophecy. In fact, I'm just being careful, but he carries the same weight as prophecy. Glory to God. He can't sing with a promise because he said, I will pray with the Spirit, pray with the understanding, I will sing with the Spirit and sing out the interpretation also. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So, just like prophecy, listen, I want you to follow me now. Just like, remember I said it's flowing from pneumaticus 1b. Now, just like what we said during prophecy, that there's, most times, there's always a flow. Right? Right? Did we say that
And that there's always a flow, and you must follow the flow. The same way too, there's a flow when it comes to serving this way. Remember we said the person that initiates the flow is usually the pastor, right? Right? And everybody now takes the key. Now it should be wise. You know, there shouldn't be a flow. Let's say there's a flow. And we're talking about the flow, for example. And people are coming and we are having, you know, prophecy as regards the glory of the Lord, and you know, the glory of the Lord is coming in. And when I was to give, people would not say, yeah, oh, how good. There are four beds, like, you know, you will know this one. You know, the first one is that, what is wrong with this one? Right?
Yes.
What is wrong with this one? But say he is talking sense. You know, he feels like this. Glory to God. Glory to God. Or maybe we're talking about, maybe the flow is as regards the move of the Spirit. For example, I'm just giving you a guy. And people are just giving prophecy line or in that line. You know, you have to care. It's not okay, we have to be sensitive in one accord, maybe do the same thing. So the prophecy at that point will follow the same order. And you don't take not to give the same tongue and interpretation. Your tongue and interpretation is I see that in the coming days they will be we're talking about, you know, the coming days, everybody still waiting. There might be a marvelous flow of the Spirit. The coming days. Man of God. You should not travel. You just went off the floor. That was why we saw that the spirit of the prophet is what? Hallelujah. So you can just align in the flow. So there is always also some many at the when it comes to songs too, there's a flow. The songs will even flow from the prophecy that is happening. Or let's say there's a prophecy and then you now have a song. And the song too is following that same flow of the supernatural, or that same flow of the glory in the coming days, or that same flow of the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So it follows the same flow. Are you following me? It's the same flow. Amen.
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 It's the same flow. We can have the same flow all around. All around. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know everybody is good. Is edified and Christ is glorified in our midst. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you know we can just all sing in tongues. Hallelujah. You said 1 Corinthians 14, Paul now went down in verses, that's verse 23.
Look at verse 23. Therefore, if the whole church come together in one place and all speak with tongues,
and all speak with tongues, meaning we can all come together and we are all praying in tongues, right? Right? And we can all come together and we are all singing in tongues. Right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right? We can all sing in tongues. Just, what does it mean to sing in tongues? Add melody to your tongues. Add melody to your tongues. Hallelujah. Can you sing? Sing in tongues. Add melody to your tongues. Amen.
Amen.
We can all pray in tongues. We can all sing in tongues. We can all pray in tongues. And we can all sing in tongues.
Hallelujah. Can we sing in tongues tonight? Just sing in tongues. Just sing in tongues. We can all come together and we'll all sing in tongues. To yourself, just sing in tongues. Sadness, keep on the king. Hallelujah.
Did we all sing in tongues? Did we all sing in tongues?
Go with the God.
So we can sing in tongues like that. We can sing in tongues like that. Hallelujah. And sing in tongues like that. And sing in tongues like that. Hallelujah. Just sing in tongues. On your own. Hallelujah. And the same way you can sing in tongues, the same way you can speak in tongues and speak out the interpretation, also sing in tongues and sing out the interpretation. Hallelujah. Are you following? Are you following? We can sing out the interpretation. Hallelujah. And as you sing it out, listen. And as you sing it out, you sing it out, you sing it out, you sing it out, and then you follow that rhythm. And follow that rhythm. And follow that rhythm. Hallelujah. Many of that. You know, as you keep singing and singing. Yeah. As you keep singing along that line, and singing along that line. You know, what you're saying will fit itself. To fit itself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More importantly, you know, some people don't want to say 20 stanzas at a time. But it will fit itself. Hallelujah. To fit yourself. You get to fit yourself. Hallelujah. 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 You fit yourself. You fit yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in itself is prophecy. In itself is prophecy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's be on our feet. First, be on our feet.